USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump getting ready to deliver his State of the Union address, this after meeting with reporters for an off-the-record luncheon that traditionally does take place on the day of the State of the Union. Also going on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader, Republican of Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says we need to reach an agreement on border security so we can fund the remaining parts of the government.
It's been long since forgotten, but 75% of it was done before the end of the fiscal year, and we were on the way to getting all 12 bills until we ended up in the wall debate. So I'd love to see us finish the work.
Pope Francis is acknowledging the scandal of priests sexually abusing nuns. The Pope made his first public comments about the issue to reporters as he returned to Rome from a flight to Abu Dhabi. The Pope says he remains committed to doing more to rid the Catholic Church of what he referred to as sexual slavery. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor. Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Democrats continue to press Democratic Governor of Virginia Ralph Northam to resign, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The future of Democratic Virginia Governor Ralph Northam still uncertain. NBC is reporting that Northam told his staff yesterday he needs more time to decide what to do after a racist photo from his 1984 medical school yearbook surfaced last week. Now, U.S. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is tweeting that it is past time for Northam to step down so that Virginia can move forward. Virginia's lieutenant governor is also denying a sexual assault allegation amid growing cries for Northam to resign. Justin Fairfax remains adamant that the decade-old allegation is false, calling it an uncorroborated smear.
Chicago O'Hare International is once again the nation's busiest airport. The FAA says there was more than 900,000 arrivals and departures in 2018. O'Hare beat out Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Change is so rapid today that leaders must do much more than stay the course to be successful. If they aren't nimble and ready to adapt, frankly, they won't survive. I had a chance to sit down and chat with New York Times best-selling author and leadership expert John Maxwell. Now, John has a new book out titled Leader Shift, The 11 Essential Changes Every Leader Must Embrace. And one of the things Maxwell says we must embrace when we're leading is change.
Leaders really always deal with uncertainty. every once in a while I'll run to somebody and they'll say, well, I just want to be certain before I make that decision. I want to be certain before I take that step. And I just tell them, you'll never make the decision. You'll never take the step. And in fact, really, when you think about it, leaders kind of have a job because of uncertainty. If everybody was kind of assured and sure and secure and certain, they probably really wouldn't need a leader. So when people say, well, you know, I'm not really sure about the future, the picture only unfolds as you move. I think we make a huge mistake when we think that we can just sit back and everything will unfold for us. It really unfolds as we move. And so when somebody is saying, well, I'm not really sure of my future, I say, well, that's okay. We're none of us are sure, but the way to get clarity and the way to get assurance is to begin moving one step at a time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.